My name is Sarah DeBears, and I live on Norris Street in Searsport. And my concern is public safety and municipal services. My home is close to the center of town, and my 92-year-old father lives with me. I have very real concerns about our safety in the event of fire or explosion or an accidental spill or deliberate act of terrorism or mischief, not just from this mega-fuel tank, but from all the other aspects of the operation as well. With a project of this vast and this complex, and with all the close proximity of other hazardous storage sites, I'm concerned that an accident involving local failures, a sort of domino effect that was mentioned by other people before, bringing down system after system, even up to the administration building where the computers that control all the fail-safe mechanisms of the plant are located. I repeat, it's not just the tank. Think about an LPG vessel anchored in the harbor close to shore or unloading at the dock. Think of the pipeline running through the Irving Oil or Sprague Energy tank farms as to the proposed DCP facility across Station Avenue. Think of the side-by-side tank trucks loading bays at the facility or the trucks turning out onto the traffic on Route 1 when they leave the terminal. Think of trucks driving on winter roads through the center of Searsport and over the Passy Bridge. All of downtown Searsport along Route 1 is within a half mile of the evacuation zone for spills and within the 1 mile evacuation zone for tank truck or oil or rail car propane fires recommended by the DOT 2012 Emergency Responders Guidebook. We are at terrible risk of a devastating accident. In 2008, in Toronto, Canada, a well-documented accident occurred at the Sunrise Point. At Sunrise Point Propane Industrial Gases Propane Facility in the suburb of Toronto, while attempting an illegal transfer of propane from one truck to another, both trucks caught fire and caused domino effect explosions of other tanks. The resulting explosion and fireball did much damage to the neighboring properties, as large pieces of the exploding tank trucks were blown into nearby streets. It knocked out power to a large part of the city. It closed down two major highways. It took 125 firefighters more than 24 hours to bring it under control. It injured more than 60 people and caused two deaths. It required the evacuation of 12,000 residents, left 10 homes uninhabitable, and cost $1.8 million in cleanup costs alone, half of which the province of Ontario had to pay, with various lawsuits pending for some $300 million for damages and mitigation. If something like that happened here in Searsport, how would we cope with it? 125 firefighters, where would we get them? How long would it take for them to get here? How much catastrophic loss of life and property would occur while we were sitting around waiting for them? And this explosion at that facility was not a large mega tank. It was just two trucks. The kind of trucks that will be rolling down Main Street 144 times a day, or 50 times a day, depending on who you ask. In the middle of the night in 2009, in a small town in Italy called Viraggio, one car of freight train carrying propane derailed and crashed into a house in the center of the village, pulling other cars with it and causing an explosion and fire. 5 buildings collapsed, 12 people died instantly, 50 people were hospitalized, 300 firefighters were called in, hundreds of volunteers searched through the rubble for hours looking for survivors and victims. Can you imagine that happening here in our downtown? Can you imagine searching for your friends and neighbors in the rubble of an explosion? Accidents happen. An accident, by definition, is something that no one thought would happen, but they happen all the time. To say that nothing will happen with this megatank is foolish. It only takes one thing, and we will regret that forever.
Thank you, Meredith.